Joining us in the studio is Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. Now, Elizabeth, the campaign wrapping up. Is this our final chat?
It is. Okay. So it's kind of a sad day. this is my last time being here. I know it's sad.
At least for now.
It's been 6 long months and 6 months of fundraising. And although I come with a smile on my face, not only because it's sunny out.
I know you want to say something.
But I can't. I'm not allowed to say how much we've raised because tonight is our Spirit of Community celebration, and that's when we announce our campaign goal and what we've raised. So we didn't want to preempt that lovely celebration tonight, so I can't tell you, but it is good news.
It is. I'm sure it is great news.
So yeah, there you go.
So we should mention, Spirit of the Community celebration is happening tonight, for sure.
That's right, yes. We're so excited. We've got a busy day planned at the Arden Park Hotel, getting ready for that. It's a dinner and also a time to celebrate the generosity of this amazing community that has got us through again another year. We will be celebrating our volunteers from all of our five regions in here in Perth. We're going to give some impact stories of places that we support, as well as presenting awards to large donors and individuals who have helped us pass this past campaign.
Now, so are really tickets excited. Still available for that for tonight? It's going to be close to sold out.
It's very close to sold out. Yeah. I think there might be half a dozen.
Sure.
So okay. You can call if you still want to come. It's we've sold about 260, 70, 80 tickets.
Okay.
So it's pretty full, but we will not turn you away if you'd like to attend. We're certainly excited to have this. And it's in person, Jamie, for the first time in many years.
Yeah.
So we're excited to give. We're kind of giving back to the community by celebrating all that you've done for us to help us reach our goal.
And let's spotlight some of the organizations, donors that have helped out with this campaign.
Yes, our main initiative this past, certainly 18, 12 months, has been the Stratford Connection Center. It's down at St. Paul's Anglican Church. And we fundraised to have that open, and it is now has been running for just over a year. And I would say they have had about 275 unique individuals go through that door. 25 a day go through, but almost 300 unique homeless and unsheltered people walk through that door. They can get a shower and a hot meal, and they can wash their clothes, and they have access to services there, and it's open 12 till 5. Mm. So having this centralized place to go has ensured that more individuals are connected with emergency accommodations, provisions, and other services that really will help ensure their safety. So that is a real plus that we are really happy to have funded. Another one is in St. Mary's. It's called the Nourish Food Market. And again, last year, 278 people accessed fresh food in St. Mary's from that Nourish Market that we help fund. And as well in Listowel, there is a Hope Links Connection Center there. And 64 individuals have visited that Connection Center. It's a day center last year.
Wow. So, again, it is Perth Huron with United Way right there.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. Yeah. We're two big counties.
Yeah.
Lots of issues, but yet again, lots of charitable people to draw from to help us support all those issues.
And lots of projects and initiatives on the go. So, Elizabeth, the Spirit of a Community celebration, that's tonight at Best Western Plus, the Arden Park Hotel, and that'll be the big wrap-up tonight. I'm going to put you on the spot. In terms of this campaign, it's been so great having you in, sharing your time. Looking back on the campaign, any special moments for you? I know Coldest Night of the Year was very special, but
any
look back at this campaign or special moments for you?
We did. You know, we had some individuals that we'd never heard of before that walk in our door with very large checks, and no one can figure out what the connection was. Like, did you know this woman? Do you know this person? No. So usually there's that community connection where you're weaved into to someone through a service club or through a business or your dentist, etc. But we've had some people that just walk in and nobody knows who they are. They just want to support the United Way and what we do. and try and help eradicate poverty. So that those were some really feel, we had some feel good moments. And one of them, I actually went to her door. I drove to her door. She lives in Mitchell, and I knocked on her door, and I thanked her personally, because how often does that happen where you get a large check just come in your door and it wasn't solicited? So super, super amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
We have such a caring and generous community, and there's examples right there.
Yeah, that's right. And then the three little girls that came up to Coldest Night of the Year and gave me $1.50 and wanted to contribute to Connection Center. Yeah. So loved it. Yeah, we get every penny is appreciated and counts. So
it's all going to sort of wrap up or culminate tonight with the spirit of community celebration. But of course, you can still make a donation.
You sure can. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, you can visit perthhuron.unitedway.ca. And it's really easy because there's a big red donate now button right on the homepage. We make it easy for you.
All right.
So I'm going to miss you, Jamie, until next fall. But I did bring
sounds
you,
like you're going a long way away.
I brought you coffee and muffin.
Oh, thank you very much. Well appreciated. You didn't have to do that, but thank you. Again, Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth. You're on, Elizabeth. Thank you for your time. And of course, we will chat again soon.
You betcha, Jamie.